Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
I want to speak to you this morning about unity and vision. The Bible says in Psalm 133 verse 1, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded his blessing. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today for unity, unity of vision, unity of purpose, unity of the spirit, unity of voice. We thank you for unity of understanding. We thank you, Spirit of God, that where there's unity, you command the blessing. And today in this house, we experience the commanded blessing on each and every home and each and every saint. We pray now that you fill your word with revelation, that you fill your word with truth. You set your seal on the proclamation of truth and grant revelation. And Lord, we thank you. Word comes today with power and demonstration. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I want us to look at the instance of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 11 as we continue looking into unity. Genesis 11 verse 1 says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And then from verse 4, and they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Nothing that they now purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over all the face of the earth. Hallelujah. God comes down and he sees that people got together. They get together with a common goal. They have a purpose. Their purpose is to build a tower that reaches into the heavens, into the clouds. And some narrators say that they were actually endeavoring to set up a different spiritual authority. And so they get together, and as they do, God says something amazing. He says, now nothing that they purpose shall be impossible for them. Amen. What an incredible statement. God says, because they won, because of their unity, nothing shall be impossible for them. I find that amazing. God himself says this. These people set out with a vision. Even though the vision was not from God, even though the vision they had was man's purpose, their own desire, yet because of their unity, God says nothing will be impossible for them. Their unity was not God's will, but yet it had great power. Jesus shows us that unity is very powerful. When we look at them, the Bible says they were one people with one language. And they got together as one, and they came into agreement. They came into one purpose. They all signed up for one vision. And as they did that, together their endeavors brought power about. And they were singular in their vision and in their mission. And God put this story in the Bible so that we can understand the power of unity. The power of having a common goal. They had set their hearts to build this tower. When Jesus speaks about unity in Matthew 18, 19, he says, I say to you that if just two of you agree as touching anything on this earth, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. Thank God there's more than two or three gathered in his name here. And for this church, nothing shall be impossible. I declare in Jesus' name, the whole South District shall be saved. The city of Durban will be turned around because we agree and we come together with one vision and one purpose. Hallelujah. You see, it's unity is very powerful. But we don't want unity, just any unity. Two people can get together and agree to rob a bank. We want to agree with God's vision. We want to set our hearts according to God's passion, according to that which God has given us to do. We didn't just arrive here. God sent us here. Amen. We have a vision. Hallelujah. And when you look at us, I tell you what, something supernatural is busy happening in the spirit realm over this church. I prophesy a mighty spirit of unity, a mighty unity of purpose, a unity of vision comes on this house. Jesus prayed for us to have unity. In John 17, verse 11, he says, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. In Jesus' name, I declare it's time for this prayer to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Each one doing his part. I remember when Prophet Roger Teal was here, he says, God kept saying to us through that whole three days that he was here, see to it that you build according to the heavenly vision. Amen. Amen. I said, amen. We're building a glorious, end-time, victorious, triumphant, overcoming church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, we saw that Angus Buchan called a prayer meeting. I think it was last Saturday. Called a prayer meeting and millions came together to pray and to join in. It was so good to see. Obviously, I was not here. I was busy suffering. But it was good to see as they prayed and they got together and they started putting their hearts in agreement against the spirit of Antichrist. Started praying against hatred between South Africans, against racism. And let me tell you, racism is an affront to God. I remember Pastor Fred saying he would rather have a man in his church with a half jack of alcohol in his back pocket than with racism in his heart. It is so important. We saw them start to pray and bind that spirit of strife and division. And in Jesus' name, we agree with those prayers. Amen. We say amen to those prayers. By the blood of Jesus, we release forgiveness in this nation, reconciliation in this nation, restitution in this nation. Somebody say amen. We declare a bright future for South Africa. Hallelujah. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. Amen. For those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And South Africa will be healed. Hallelujah. We refuse to be drawn into different camps. Amen. I said we refuse to be drawn into different camps. We are of a different spirit. Glory to God. Listen, Pastor Fred's taught us for many years. When God sent them here to start Durban Christian Center, he said, we are apolitical. Durban Christian Center was started in the height of apartheid, but God said to us, my church is not black or white. Hallelujah. It's blood washed, blood bought saints of the living God. Hallelujah. And we stood up and we made a declaration and that spirit fell. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, it will not rise its head. Amen. We will cut it off. Somebody say hallelujah. We should not be divided, and we will not. We refuse to be divided by political affiliations. The church is apolitical. This is holy ground. Recently, we were with Pastor Salatiel Nkwanyan, and he was talking about how God met Moses, and the place where he stood was holy ground. And he made this statement. Now, I said, man, I'm going to grab a hold of that statement. He said, South Africa is outside. This is the kingdom. I said, South Africa is outside. This is the kingdom. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus said, I will build my church. God's kingdom is bigger than politicians. Politicians come and go. Kingdoms rise and fall. But the kingdom of God, there will never be an end to the ever-increasing kingdom of the living God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. It's amazing when you look at Jesus. Not once did he make political statements. Not once. And the one time he was drawn into it, he said, pay Caesar what's due to Caesar. Amen. And pay God what's due to God. Hallelujah. This is holy ground. And we are building according to the heavenly pattern. We're not going back in history trying to build a church of the 17th century. God brought us out of that. We're not trying to build a church of the 20th century. No, we are in the 21st century. Hallelujah. And we are in the end time move of God. And this church is rallying to the call of God. And we are rising to the end time voice. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, the world is about to see a mighty revival like it's never seen. Because of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are preparing as a bride. And he's coming soon. We have one vision. We have one champion and his name is Jesus. We have one who's risen from the dead. Hallelujah. We have one Lord and King who broke the power of sin, hell and the grave. We preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. The church is taking his place and we are building his church. And I hear the Spirit of God said, behold, I do a new thing. Hallelujah. Can a nation be born in a day? Can a church be established and glorious in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye? Hallelujah. Because not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. Says the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says you're a chosen generation. You're a peculiar people. You're a royal priesthood. A holy nation. His own special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank God we got a message of love and reconciliation. We got a message of deliverance. You don't have to be bound anymore. You've come into this place and you've been struggling. You don't have to struggle anymore. There's a Savior and his name is Jesus. No matter what your situation, he cares about you. Hallelujah. Amen. And we care about you. This is the kingdom. Amen. You might be shocked, but you're not going to get to heaven and find any Baptists there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to find any Catholics there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to find any Methodists there. Hallelujah. You won't even find Durban Christian Center there. You'll find saints, blood washed, blood bought. You'll find the kingdom of God. You'll find the bride of Christ. That's who we are. Hallelujah. All come together from every tongue, every tribe, every nation. A people who are not, that have become God's people. Hallelujah. You see, we are not ENC or DA or EFF or IFP. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we come into the church, we hang those tags outside. Hallelujah. This is holy ground. This is the kingdom of our God. Our authority is not carnal. The weapons of our warfare. Listen, political party will never save this nation. The church is the answer. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. I said the church is the answer. I said the gospel is the solution. Somebody say amen. We are busy building the greatest organization known to mankind, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We preach Christ and Him crucified, risen from the dead, ascended on high, seated in power and authority, and coming back with power and might. Hallelujah. This gospel we preach is powerful. I'm glad it's a powerful gospel. Amen. The gospel came with power. It came with healing. It came with salvation. It came with deliverance. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, this word is powerful. Amen. Listen, I'm not saying Christians should not vote. I believe Christians should vote. If you don't vote, then you're not allowed to complain. We don't want to complain anyway, but vote. Amen. Because your voice must be heard. We should vote. But when we vote, we should vote with the Bible in our hands. Amen. Amen. Should do so as Christians. Amen. If you look in the world, what's that spirit that's trying to take over this world? It's a spirit. It's a foul spirit. Amen. It's a terrible demon. And when people get caught up with that demon, I want to say to you, they can be delivered. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. We live in a world where the blood of millions of babies are on the people's hands. Amen. Blood on their hands. Call it abortion. It's not abortion, it's murder. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We need to know what we stand for as a church. Somebody say amen. 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 Listen, I will vote and I will pray against those who stand for abortion and homosexuality in our nation. Amen. Amen. I won't allow my vote to promote that. Amen. But today we understand that the unity that we have is the unity of the gospel. It's the unity of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's a greater purpose. There's a cause. And it's to see the lost saved. We need to unite behind the vision that God has given us. Amen. The Bible says we must run with the vision. Come on, tell your neighbor, run with a vision. Get fit, amen. Run with a vision. Grab a hold of it. Don't let it pass you by. Get in with a vision. We're not building a human tower. We're not building the Tower of Babel. We are building the church. Somebody say amen. Amen. We join in this vision that God has given us. God sent us here with a purpose. This is where we belong. You must know where you belong. Amen. We were just Mauritius. Went to go visit a person. He's a businessman. And so we stand by the bra. And they're very rich. And his wife comes and she says, you know what worries me? I've got two little girls. Because they'd left South Africa. I've got two little girls. And I don't know where they belong. How am I going to tell them where they belong? And she was, of course, talking about Mauritius. And so I started talking about where you belong. You belong in the truth. You belong in Christ. There's only one absolute truth, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We belong. You must know where you belong. The prophet asked the people, Elisha, the prophet asked, how long will you falter between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. But if Baal is God, then go serve him. Make up your mind. I made up my mind a long time ago that God has placed me in Durban Christian Center, that God has put us in this vision. I made up my mind. The worst place you can be is half in and half out. Amen. Half baked. All the half-a-gees. Half and half. Now listen, if you're going to do something, go for it. I know where I belong. I know what God has said. I know what God wants to do. I know where God placed us. Amen. We are here for a purpose. You need to grab a hold and say, God placed me here. No man placed me here. God set the borders of my habitation. God planted me. I shall be called the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'll bear fruit. A rolling stone doesn't gather moss. You can't plant and uproot yourself. Amen. Some people say, well, I'll be planted as long as things go well. Well, the first thing the enemy is going to test you with is going to try and move you out of the will of God. Amen. And he's not going to come with a pitchfork and a red face. He's going to come in the form of a saint that's going to offend you. Hello? He's going to come in the form of somebody that's going to come to you and offend you, not greet you. Sit in your chair. Pull out just as you're about to take the spot. And just as you're about to leave and there's a gap, this old lady walks in front of your car. Amen. Listen, there's lots of opportunities to be offended, but I will not be offended. I won't let offense move me. I won't let trouble move me. Amen. All some saints needs to not come to church is a little bit of cold in the morning. Amen. Or a bit of rain. We come together, we sing, let it rain, let it rain. Then it rains, we stay home. I'm on a roll this morning. Oh, come on now, we are committed. I know where God placed me. And where God placed you, he'll put people that he'll place you with. Amen. You know, God showed me that many years ago. When I first came to DCC, he showed me this scripture. He says Gideon, in Judges 7:18, when I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you shall also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp. Hallelujah. They're about to take territory. He says, now this, Gideon said, now when we are ready to go ahead, what I want you to do is shout this shout. This is how Israel's going to advance. You must shout the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Did you hear that? He didn't say the sword of the Lord and whoever I choose to follow. He said the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. I decided a long time ago, it's the sword of the Lord and Fred Roberts. What I'm saying this morning is you must tie yourself in and go for it, so that the power of this vision can rest on your home. There's some people you never mess with. There's some people, because of who they know, you know not to go. Amen. You won't go near so-and-so. Association is powerful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a power, there's an anointing on the kingdom of God and on the saints of God. But God is saying the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And if you want my interpretation, it's the sword of the Lord and of Johnny in this house. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. You say, why did God choose you? I don't know. Ask him. Who do you think you are? The least of those who deserve it. Let me tell you. Amen. It's not about that. It's about God choosing you. And God has determined that this church will get the South District saved. I said, God has determined that this church will get the South District saved. We will have 12 churches throughout the South District. Hallelujah. We will raise, disciple, train, send. And the kingdom of God will advance. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. This church is the best thing that ever happened to the South District. Amen. I want to look at your neighbor and tell him, you are a part of the best thing that ever happened in the Bluff. Yay, glory. I said, I'm glad I'm in the kingdom. I said, I'm glad we heard the voice of God. I said, I'm glad we're in a supernatural house. Hallelujah. And the soul shall be saved. Amen. You're part of a big vision. We serve a big God with a big vision. Hallelujah. Don't close your vision down to the size of your church. Lift your eyes and see the harvest. It is white. Hallelujah. Multitudes in the valley of decision, waiting to be reached, waiting to be touched. Hallelujah. And I hear the word of the Lord. He will multiply you 1,000 times more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, we're not playing church. We're not yet to play church. We are to extend the kingdom of God. We are to advance. We are to build a glorious church. We are to be careful to build according to the heavenly vision that God has given us. Amen. Look, when we look at what God, how do you want us, how are we going to build the church? We don't call in church growth experts in this church. We don't call in people who would teach you branding. This is how you brand your message. Since when's it our message anyway? Hello? That's when division happens. That's when people get in trouble. When they start trying to have their own brand on the message. You don't have your own brand. There's one message, Christ and Him crucified. I said hallelujah. Now some of you get offended. But you see, we are here to be transformed into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says when they saw the disciples, they took note of them. That they had been in Durban Christian Center. No. They took note of them. That they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. When people look at us, they must see Jesus. Amen. I was talking to a person, who was that preacher we were talking to 2 or 3 weeks ago, talking and said, you know, you have to have the brand, you have to have your message. I said to him, pastors do not have that privilege or pastors do not have that privilege of having a message. A traveling preacher might have a message. But a pastor forbid that he should have a message. Because we are to preach the whole gospel. Amen. The church needs to be exposed to the whole gospel. Amen. Some preachers travel. They preach the same message for 5 years. That's why they're so good with it. Amen. And it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. God might have given them that message. But can you imagine that guy preached that same message to this church 5 years in a row? How many of you will still be here next year? What's he going to preach? Same scripture. Same message. Oh, but it was powerful. Yeah, first time you heard it. Amen. Hallelujah. We are to minister the whole counsel of God. We don't want to be unbalanced. Amen. You walk into the church. Here's the guy. Have you seen those crabs on the beach? You seen those crabs? They got the one big claw. Huge claw. Now the little claw is small. And he runs around. He's got this huge claw. Imagine coming to church. We all got this big arm. This one huge arm. What you? Well, we exercised in faith. Amen. Go to another church. They all got big biceps. This one big leg. Oh, what's? Oh, no, we're the love church. Oh, really? Love church. Faith church. Other guys got this long nose. The lying church. Amen. The other church has got the long ears. We're the hearing church. We are yet to be discipled. We are yet to grow in the image and the stature to the measure of Christ. Hallelujah. We have a vision. God's given us a vision. The vision is to make disciples of all nations. How do we do it? Through REAP. Amen. That's why we have School of the Spirit. From the moment you saved, you're already in the program. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you're in the program. Hallelujah. Now some of us, when it's break time, we break. I had a friend who, when it's break time, went home. Didn't come back for the second lecture. Amen. Hallelujah. Some Christians are like that. They get saved. Then the program says, get baptized next. Okay, then the next period. Then the program said, okay, now walk in his footsteps. Okay, they'll come. We'll come Wednesday night. We'll come walk in his footsteps. Thank God. Then the program says, go on to an encounter weekend. Oh, no, I'm having a break. Amen. And 3 years later, they're still having a break. No wonder so many Christians are in trouble. Listen, you cannot back down. Once you're in, Jesus said it this way, when you lay your hand to a plow, you cannot look back. There's no such thing as neutral in the kingdom. I've learned you're either advancing or you're going backwards. There's no neutral ground. There's no standing still. Amen. I've seen people who stop praying, stop pushing, stop leading their home cell, stop ministering, stop ushering. The moment they stop, they still look fine. But visit them 2 months later. They don't see it. They don't realize it. But they've lost the fire. It's like rowing up a hill, up a stream. You can row, and that rowboat of yours is going, and you're going for God. Then you decide to have a break. And the moment you put those oars down, the stream takes you back downstream. You don't stay where you are. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you cannot stay where you are. It's impossible, physically, spiritually impossible to stay where you are. We have to grow in the vision. Listen, we're not yet to have church. Amen. Hallelujah. I once heard a preacher say, we don't want warm pews. If we wanted pew warmers, we'll go buy them. Save you the trouble. Go to the beach. We'll put the pew warmer on. Keep your seat warm for you. Amen. While we're here, we're here to build a kingdom. Somebody say, build a kingdom. Get involved. Hallelujah. Give yourself. There's a vision in this house. The sword of the Lord and of Johnny. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. You know what God said to Gideon? God said to Gideon, listen, you're too many people around you. Let me shave them off a little bit. Gideon ended with 300. Out of 30,000, God says, I'll use these ones. Amen. And God sent us here. He cut. Johnny, sending you. Amen. I didn't come here with the old Durban Christian Center. Came here with the word of the Lord. Amen. God put the elders around me. God put leadership around me. God started building this church. And let me tell you, the reason that you are in this church, because there's a revival that's been ordained. Amen. Can I say it again? Amen. The reason we're in this church, because there's been a revival that has been ordained that will shake the city of Durban. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And we are part of that. Amen. Join in. Get in. Get in a school of the Spirit. Make sure that your training happens. And, you know, we were just talking about this when we were praying about it and just saying, you know, it's so wonderful to be in the training, to be in the equipping. But you can't be in training and equipping without being in a home cell, because then there's no fellowship. Amen. Yeah, we can teach you how to pray, but when you get into your home cell, you learn how to pray. You hear others pray. Amen. You grow in your faith. You get established. So we have a vision. Amen. Tell your neighbor, be part of the vision. Hallelujah. See, some of you tell your neighbor, be part of days of our lives. No, be part of the vision. Amen. I don't know what TV shows on Wednesdays and Thursdays. But whatever it is, I tell you now on good authority, it's been canceled. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the vision. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. When Elijah sent Elisha to go and look, and he was praying, and Elisha went and he looked. He was praying for rain. He was praying for a move of God. And he sent him to look, and he sent him to look, and he sent him to look. And after the seventh time, Elisha comes back. He says, Elijah, I see a cloud the size of a man's fist. It's coming. And Elijah says, run. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You look at that first. It speaks of first. Five fingers. Fivefold ministry. That size of that first. It's a first. It's not a hand. It's a first because it's the end time move where every fivefold ministry that's gone before is drawn together. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear God doing something incredible. Hallelujah. He saw a small little fist. But let me tell you, once God starts, it's time to run. The rain is coming. The glory is coming. Hallelujah. The blessing is on its way. Amen. That's the vision. That's why God gave me School of the Spirit, because he said he's going to raise up the fivefold ministry in this house. Hallelujah. And he's already doing it. We just stand amazed. My wife and I, when we pray, and we look at the church, we see what's going. We say, look at this one. I can see something there. I can see in this one. God is doing something supernatural in the house. Somebody say amen. We recently had a time together, the elders, and we spoke about what is our DNA, what is the character, what kind of a people are we? Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, what kind? Amen. What kind? What kind of a people are we? Amen. And we boiled it down to 10 main DNA character traits that we have as a church. And number one is love. We have a character of love. Amen. Number two, integrity. Hallelujah. You are what you say. Amen. Integrity. We are an example to those around us. Listen, you want to learn how to be an example? Start preaching the gospel in your workplace. You will not allow yourself to let your example fail. Amen. I remember, you know, we used to, when I was young, we were called on army camps for 10 years. Every year you have to go up to defend the borders up in Namibia. And to go up there and then for a month or 3 months, you're there amongst the guys all drinking and carrying on. And, you know, I used to go up. And then the second time I went up and said, I'm going up as an evangelist. Amen. And got up there from the first day. I started preaching the gospel. Amen. And I started, you know, telling this guy, hey, you busy with those books, put them away. That's sin. Amen. Told him, hey, you can be set free from that cigarette. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what it did to me? Suddenly everybody's looking at me. Now you have to watch your P's and your Q's. Amen. You can't let your hair down for just 1 month. Ah, I see what you're doing. Amen. Listen, you want to have a good testimony? Start preaching the gospel in your workplace. As I said before, call a meeting. Amen. Start declaring the power of God. Hallelujah. It will keep you. And when you fail, they'll say, ah, you failed. Oh, no, not for long. Amen. You know, one of the big things, are you supposed to be a Christian? I said, I am a Christian. Amen. I might have, you know, fallen short for a moment, but I've repented. Have you? Amen. Hallelujah. We have a glorious gospel. Amen. The gospel is the power of God. Unto salvation. You want to know who's the overcoming church? It's the involved church. Ah, oh, thank you. I'll preach this pulpit. Yeah. You know who it is that holds up the trophy? It's the players on the field. It's not the people in the stadium. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, yes, power, and a sound mind. We take a hold of this. Number three, honor. Number four, humility. Number five, ethics. We have ethics. We are trustworthy. Amen. Number six, transparency. I am at home what I am here. Amen. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. Number eight, patience.
Faithfulness to one wife.
Faithful to one wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Preach it, sister. Amen. I don't know why some men want two. A one is enough to train it. Brother Kenny? How long it take to train that wife? No, no, another one. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Truth be told, it's us men who receive most training when we get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The wife's got a way of taking that wild streak out of you, doesn't she? Amen. Praise God for that. Patience, respect. Amen. Respect. Hallelujah. Treat people with respect. Treat people with honor. Amen. Doesn't mean because he doesn't have money, you can talk to him like you want. He's a child of God. He's blood washed. He's precious. Amen. Respect. Doesn't mean they're uneducated or what? Respect. And number 10, stewardship. Hallelujah. We found these 10 to be the core of what we're really about, what we want to see in our lives. Amen. So I want to say to you today, I can see the cloud. I can see the first. Hallelujah. I can see the hand of God. The rain is on its way. The rain is coming. The glory of God is falling. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you. I've determined I'm going to be part of the end time move of God. I'm going to be on the cutting edge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, it's exciting to be on the cutting edge. Amen. You know when you get bored? When you know what happens next. Amen. Isn't that so? As you get bored. Hallelujah. When you start knowing what happens next. And isn't it the very thing that you resist most is change? Amen. But thank God it's the thing that we need the most. Look at your neighbor and say, oh, I can see you really need to change you. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife agrees. Amen. Somebody say, bless the Lord. God said to the prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? He said, prophesy to these dry bones. He said, hear now, bones. Thus says the Lord, you shall live. Hallelujah. The church is arising in power and demonstration. The kingdom of God is upon you. The move of God is upon this church. And I see the church reaching out to multitudes. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, son of man, prophesy to this wind. Prophesy to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Fill the church with the Holy Ghost. Fill the church with power. I've got good news for you. All those dead bone churches are going to start receiving the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not going to get locked out. He's going to come in. We're going to see a final thrust of the move of God. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm part of the move of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The mantle of God's glory is resting on the house, and the bluff shall be saved. Wentworth shall be saved. Queensborough shall be saved. Chatsworth shall be saved. Phoenix shall be saved. The city of Durban will come to the knowledge of God. Hallelujah! Because we, the church, have caught the vision. Hallelujah!
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.